Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Basra Lamed Vav, Baba Basra 36b, pagination is 72. We're starting at the Gemara at the end of Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, Amar Rabbi Yishmael, a reference to the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. The Mishnah can be found on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph. And over there, on this topic of chazakah, that a person harvests 3 years of produce from a field, and the owner didn't object, we have the rights to assume that it indeed belongs to this new resident. So normally it takes 3 years. Rabbi Yishmael introduces a new concept. Middle of the page, on Chav Ches Amud Aleph 28, A. Omar Rabbi Yishmael says, "Bamed devarim amurim." When was this said? "Bisdei lavan," by a regular field of grain. You have wheat, so it gets harvested all at once, and therefore it takes 3 years to make a chazaka. Avo bisdei ilan, but if you have a field that has other types of produce, then you could have a case, kanas es tivu aso, he harvests the grain, umasek es zesov, and then he harvests the olives, vikanas es kaitso, and then he harvests the figs, hare elu gemoshanim, Rabbi Yishmael says, that's already 3 years, because it's three harvests, three seasons of harvest, even though they're simultaneous almost. But what you do see, even though the Chachamim disagree with this, and they say you can't do this expedited type of chazaka, but they're only arguing that it takes 3 years. But they are, as our Gemara will introduce, agreeing that you could do an activity on one part of the field, and it will affect your chazaka. It will be a valid chazaka, even on the parts of the field that you didn't do anything active at that particular time. Let's see our Gemara. Amar Abaye, Abaye said, Midi Rabbi Yishmael, from the words of Rabbi Yishmael, that you could work on the grapes and it affects the olives type of concept. Nishma l'Rabbanon, you could understand how the Rabbanon would hold in a similar case, a logically similar case. For example, Hayu lo shloshim ilanos mimata asara levesa'a. If a person had 30 trees and they were planted in the correct spacing on the fields, the Rashbam points out that if they were denser, then it's a ya'ar, a forest. It's not a field as we know it. And you can't just work on the tree and get the land that's around it by way of a field. It has to be this ratio, this certain rate of distribution of the trees among the field. Likewise, if it was less dense than we're describing, then you would only get the individual trees that you worked with the appropriate land that's relevant to it, but you wouldn't just get the whole field. But if it is this rate of distribution, 30 trees within this amount of space, then Abaye says this would be the rule. Ochal asara bashana zu, if you ate the fruit of 10 of those trees during the first year, va'asara bashana zu, and 10 different trees during the second year, va'asara bashana zu, and the other 10 in the third year, harezu chazaka, it's a chazaka on the entire region of these fields. And we'll explain the logic to appreciate what is it that we're saying a chiddush on. The chiddush here is, the novelty is that you didn't actually work all the trees of the field. You didn't harvest from them all 3 years. You didn't do a chazaka on any one tree. We only have a harvesting that's once. But says Abaye, going on to the next daf, Lav mi omar Rabbi Yishmael, didn't Rabbi Yishmael teach us that chad pira hava chazaka lekulu piri, that if you use the field according to the usage of one particular fruit, you harvest its figs, it gives you a year, a check for that year on the entire field. Even though you didn't do anything to the olives at that harvest time. So even though the Chachamim say you can't do all these chazakas in one year, but the idea that you work on the grapes, the olives, the figs, the grain, you work on one and it affects the entire field and it's considered the harvest for the year, that's true. Hachanami hani havu chazaka lahani, what you work on one is valid as a chazaka for the other things in the field. Again, hachanami, hani have a chazaka lahani, vahani have a chazaka lahani. These are a chazaka to the others, and these are the chazaka to the others. Now, the Gemara now proceeds to clarify this ruling in two ways. Number one, vahani milieche delo afiku. It has to be that the trees that we talked about that you weren't harvesting did not give out fruit. They didn't produce fruit. So there's no oddity as to why you skipped those trees. Aval afiku, but if they did produce, velo achau, and he didn't eat them, lo ave chazaka. That's not a chazaka, because what you see from his not wanting to harvest all the trees is that he's not willing to be so bold as he would if he truly owned the field. He's like sneaking. He's taking the fruit of one tree, but not of a different tree. That's not a chazaka. Chazaka is that he boldly harvests whatever is available. The only chiddush that Abaye is introducing is that if 20 of the trees didn't produce, and you ate from the 10 that did produce, it'll take you 3 years to do a chazaka according to the Rabbanon, but what Rabbi Yishmael introduced is a concept that working on the parts of the field that are relevant at this time is a chazaka for the entire field. That concept worked for the Rabbanon as well. Some of the Rishonim say we're actually talking about a tree that produces once in 3 years. And there are different trees over here. They're on different cycles. As long as he harvested everything that was produced this year, it's going to be a chazaka to the entire area that was planted according to that ratio. It's considered a collective field. One other thing to consider is v'hu debazi ba'azuze. It has to be that the trees that he's harvesting are spread out in this entire region that he wants to make the chazaka on and that he's claiming that he owns. But if they were only in one little area, so then that area is considered a field of its own and he's only making a chazaka of his 1 year on that field. And then the next area, when it produces and he harvests it, he's only going to have 1 year on that area. The only way that this harvest is going to work for the other parts is, again, number one, that the other area, the other trees, did not produce and therefore he didn't harvest them, and that the ones he is harvesting each year are spread evenly across the region, and therefore harvesting what's available each year is considered a chazaka on this entire area. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.